state lawmakers voted Thursday morning to make Tennessee the fifth state to call a new constitutional convention. The last one was 200 years ago. The idea is the product of conservative activists who want to rein in the federal government. Tennessee joins Alaska, Alabama, Florida, and Georgia in passing calls for a convention. Supporters include Tullahoma Representative Jud Matheny. He described a constitutional convention as the atomic bomb of politics. The threat of it will force Congress to take conservatives' concerns seriously.
The federal government must know the states have mobilized, and we have put an atomic bomb on a plane, and it is flying over the District of Columbia. And if they don't listen, then we're going to get done what needs to get done.
Supporters still need 29 states more to force a constitutional convention, but they hope to pick up those states this year. The idea has steamrolled through the Tennessee legislature. It passed the House 59-31. Opposition came from Democrats and some Tea Party lawmakers. Rockville Republican Rick Womack argued that once a convention gets started, there's no telling where delegates from other states will try to take it.
We're going to be outnumbered. Far as I know, Colorado's going to send folks that are going to be high.
Womack pointed out that the last time a constitutional convention was held, back in 1787, it came away with a whole new system of government. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.